did Mother Nature on the run in the 21st century? Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 21st century. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 21st century.
That was Patti Smith and Someone's Kids covering After the Gold Rush. Up next, we have another track from 2025's Heart of Gold, the songs of Neil Young. This is Chris Pierce's cover of Southern Man, originally from 1972. So what do you guys have to say about
Just about Chris Pierce, right, who opened for Neil Young when he went on his first post-COVID tour, and who describes touring with Neil Young as a sacred honor.
I had not heard of Chris Pierce before this cover, so this is like kind of a lovely introduction.
So you'll like it,
me.
I think. Yeah. So this is Neil Young's, one of his most politically charged and confrontational works, right? So in this song, he addresses the legacy of slavery and systematic racism in the South. And at the time, it was a really bold move, right? And it's a song that even remains relevant today. The controversy sparked the Lynyrd Skynyrd's response, and they write this song, Sweet Home Alabama, and they say, we don't need Neil around anymore, right? and so what that song actually did was it just amplified its cultural footprint, right? But Young never backed down from the songs or the core message in that song. So the song Southern Man isn't just a critique, it's also a call for accountability, justice, and change.
All right. I accidentally said this is Chris Pierce's cover of Southern Man.
Southern man, better keep your head. Don't forget what your good book says. Southern change gonna come at last. Now your crosses are burning fast, Southern man. I saw cotton and I saw black, tall white mansions and little shacks. Southern man, when will you pay us back? Heard screaming, bullwhips cracking. How long? How long? Southern man, better keep your head. Don't forget what your good book says. Southern chain gonna come at last. Now your crosses are, oh, they're burning fast. Southern man, I'm your black man coming round. Swear to God they gonna cut me down. Now I'm screaming.
That was Chris Pierce's cover of Southern Man, released on 2025's Heart of Gold, The Songs of Neil Young, Volume 1. I'm Emma. You're listening to WMUC-FM College Park. It is 9:08 a.m., so we are in the second hour of today's show. I'm going to play a quick PSA, and then we will be right back to the music.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
All right, up next in our Neil Young cover show, we have a cover of a song from 1970s After the Gold Rush. This is Sarah Phim's version of Don't Let It Bring You Down from the 2012 EP Barn Sessions. What do you guys, what's your take?
Yeah. So the lyrics, they advise against being overwhelmed by life's difficulties, and that's the castles burning, right? Mm-hmm. Suggesting that destruction and change are they're part of life. It's inevitable, and encourage us to maintain a perspective, to find hope. So you have the castles burning, and find someone who's turning. It's a phrase that It's often interpreted as finding someone who is changing, adapting, or perhaps finding a new perspective or turning towards a new way of living. Right?
It's like why we love Neil Young. It's like, don't give up, keep going, keep rocking.
Yes. All right. This is Seraphim's cover of Don't Let It Bring You Down.
The lorry is rolling by, blue moon sinking from the weight of the load, and the buildings scrape the sky. Cold wind ripping down the alley at dawn, and the morning paper flies. Dead man lying by the side of the road with the daylight in his eyes. Don't let it bring you down. It's only castles burning. Find someone who's turning, and you will come around. Blind man running through the light of the night, with an answer in his hand. Come on down to the river of sight, and you can really understand. Red lights flashing through the window in the rain. Do you hear sirens moan? White cane lying in a gutter in the lane. When you're walking home alone, don't let it bring you down. It's only castles burning. Find someone who's turning, and you will come around. Don't let it bring you down. It's only castles burning. Just find someone who's turning, and you will come around. Don't let it bring you down. It's only castles burning. Just find someone who's turning, and you will come around.
That was Seraphim's cover of Don't Let It Bring You Down. You're listening to Cover to Cover on WMECFM College Park with special guest hosts, Dr. Shackle and Little, who curated today's show.
Hey, it was fun.
Up next, we have a live performance by Michael Hedges of 1969's Cinnamon Girl, the tracks from Young's first album with Crazy Horse. Everybody knows this is Nowhere. And it was uploaded to YouTube in 2010. I'm not sure when the actual performance was.
I don't know either. Michael Hedges died way too early. He died in 1997, and I think his family has been releasing songs. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. So Cinnamon Girl, early when we started the show, Emma, you asked us, like, why Neil Young and what Neil Young meant to us. So Cinnamon Girl is just one of those touchstones, because before we got married, we and the whole bridal party went to hear Neil Young at Meriwether Post.
Wow. Right?
It was like, it was a mandatory attendance. Everybody had to come see Neil. And that was like how we kicked off our wedding.
That's awesome.
A wedding in our life together.
And also insane that you were able to coordinate going to a concert with an entire party of people. Like,
oh, it was great. It was amazing. We had great seats. You know, we were maybe 20 rows back.
Before
concert. You weren't on the lawn.
No. We were like excited about doing the whole thing. And concert tickets didn't cost like an airline ticket now.
Yeah.
You know, it was a little easier, but Cinnamon Girl. I don't know if I'm called Cinnamon Girl, but here
of course, it's a love song. And that's what you are. Yeah. So, you know, the original cut of with Neil Young, it introduces the world to the chemistry between Neil Young and Crazy Horse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where you get in Neil Young's version this like fuzzy, distorted guitar sound, which has been repeated for generations, and it is labeled Neil as the father of grunge, or he's also been called the grandfather of grunge, you know? So
As he gets older, he was the father, now he's the grandfather.
So this is the beginning of something like really powerful in the music scene. And so we'll get to some more grunge later on, but this is it. This is the beginnings for Neil Young.
I don't know about the Michael Hedges version.
But we'll hear it anyways because it's so important.
It's
this
so
song.
Important.
Yeah.
All right. This is Cinnamon Girl.
Dear Michael, can you please play Cinnamon Girl? We would love to hear it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Michael Hedges' cover of Cinnamon Girl. I'm Emma. You're listening to Cover to Cover on WMUC-FM College Park. And we are going to keep rolling on with Neil Young's sort of grunge Riot Girl impact. This is another cover that I've played before because it's a really good cover. It's Cortez the Killer, recorded by Riot Girl group Screaming Females. This was released on their 2019 album Singles 2, and it was originally released on Crazy Horse's 1975 album Zuma.
So when we listen to the song, it's about this idyllic Aztec civilization, and Cortez comes in and destroys the Aztec civilization, right? And so, one, it's so pertinent because this is what we're going over in my class right now. You know? So I hope some of my students are listening, right?
Did you tell them
no,
that you were going to be on air?
Of course, but, you know.
You got to make it a bonus point.
That's right.
Yeah.
So this is a story about Cortez, and what's interesting is that the final verse is a shift to a personal first-person perspective on a lost love,
that's
right?
That's pretty weird.
Yeah, yeah. But anyways, Young wrote this song while studying history in high school in Winnipeg.
He was paying attention. He was paying attention, which is amazing. He said, let me express this. So this song was banned in Spain when Generalissimo Francisco Franco was in charge, which is just, like, amazing.
Yeah,
and after Franco died, Zuma was released, and the song was listed as Cortez. It is on Guitar World's list of 100 greatest guitar solos, which is amazing. So that's the original, and Screaming Females cover Neil Young a lot. Marissa Pasternoster goes into full Neil mode in this. So let's hear this.
All right, full Neil.
People walked
That was Screaming Females with their cover of Cortez the Killer. Shout out Rachel Wilkerson, finally tuning in from Needwood Mansion up in Montgomery County. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Needwood Mansion?
Yes, that's where...
She lives in a mansion?
No, no, she's at work.
Oh.
She's at work.
Thanks for joining us.
up next, we have perhaps the most cover-to-cover cover on today's show. It's Neil Young covering himself. This is from 1982's Trans, which is a very different sound than kind of anything else he released before it and anything else he released after it. I don't know what was in the water in 1982. But this is his version of Mr. Soul, which was originally released in 1967 by Buffalo Springfield.
And, well, it's funny you say that because there's so many... Neil just... He just, like, throwing spaghetti at the wall his whole career, right? And some of it has lived on for 60 years, and some of it's, like, so forgettable. It's, like, stuff you don't necessarily want to hear again. But it is worth listening, because who else can do a self-cover, really?
Yeah.
It's so different.
The only self-cover that I've played before this, the second international show I did, I found a bunch of, like, foreign language Motown singles.
Oh, whoa.
So there's a great cover that the Supremes did in German.
Oh, I love it.
And I asked on my Instagram close friends, because I had to get my inner circle their opinion on it. I was like, this doesn't feel like a cover, because it's them singing their own song. And overwhelmingly, people said, this is a cover. So maybe people really just wanted to hear Wo sind unsere Liebe, but, you know.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Break, Emma. Come on.
No,
you're too tough. You are too tough.
No, I anything's a cover to me. You know, I have no opinion on whether the person wrote it or someone recorded it or vice versa or
somebody else made it famous,
sample.
But then they wrote it. Maybe
exactly.
That's, yeah.
You know,
I'm glad we didn't have written rules coming in.
No, no.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Soul.
artistic license.
And you know, he wrote it early on because it was like sudden fame is so overwhelming and confusing. So I think that's what this song is about. It's like, wow. How do we do this? How do we navigate this kind of crazy, crazy new world I found myself in? Well, I'm famous. It's like, that's just weird.
Yeah. It's interesting then that he did it again. And after the fame. Yeah. All right. Well, this is Mr. Soul.
So a big shout out to Peter and Jeanette.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, Granny Grandpa.
Strange, but don't change it, I love you. does the trick of disaster.
That was Neil Young's cover of himself, Mr. Soul, from 1982's Trans. I'm Emma. You're listening to Cover to Cover on WMUCFM College Park. Up next, we have kind of another quintessential Neil Young track. This is Dave Matthews Band's live performance of Hey Hey My My, Into the Black. Not to be confused with My My Hey Hey. Out of the Blue. They bookend each other on the original song, or on the original album, 1979's Rest Never Sleeps. Do you want to educate us?
Yeah. So, you know, when you think about this song, it really implies that decay is inevitable, right? And so if artists stick around too long, you know, they can potentially decay, right? So this was written during the rise of the punk movement, and Young was grappling with his own relevance and was feeling that his generation was becoming obsolete, right? So in the song, he references Elvis, he references Johnny Rotten, and the song contrasts the death of the king, Elvis, with the rise of the new punk idols, Johnny Rotten. So, you know, it's not just about rock music, it's about fire and the drive that drives all creative souls, right? For Young, it was a line in the sand, and it was either evolve with fire or step aside. And so it remains one of the most powerful, enduring statements that Young has made.
Hey, my, my. And just to shout out to Dave Matthews, they're on the stage together now and then, but they also work together on Farm Aid. So Dave Matthews and Neil Young and Willie Nelson and John Mellencamp are all the board of directors for Farm Aid. So
yes.
Shout out to the celebs who do good.
Amazing lineups. Consistently,
yeah.
Farm Aid's lineups are so insane.
If Willie Nelson calls you and said, "Come to the stage with us," you say yes.
Yeah, yeah. Willie Nelson just—he's turning 93.
Yeah.
This Saturday.
Wow.
And I think he just released like new music.
Yeah, right.
So
he's not stopping.
He's trucking. Yeah. My fun fact is, I was doing my obligatory Wednesday night Wikipedia deep dive for the show. Not only was Devo's Mark Mothersbaugh the one who contributed sort of the phrase "Rust never sleeps," but he pulled it from a Rust-Oleum ad during his days in graphic design. You know, used Rust-Oleum, and "Rust never sleeps" was their slogan. So that's my fun tidbit. But we're gonna get to Dave Matthews and this live performance.
Thank you very much. Hope everybody's enjoying themselves. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. picture that meets the eye. Hey, hey, my, my. We'll be right back.
That was Dave Matthews Band with their cover of Hey Hey My My Into the Black, live at Busch Stadium from 2008. I'm Emma. You're listening to Cover to Cover and our Neil Young show with Drs. Shackle and Little. This has been a long time coming, a year of planning, and it's resulted in a very well-researched show. We are going to kind of keep on the 90s grunge influence with a track from Pearl Jam. This is from 1995 originally. Throw Your Hatred Down was released by Neil Young on an EP that Pearl Jam actually released an accompanying EP to the same year. So Neil Young put out Mirrorball in 1995, and Pearl Jam put out Merkinball in 1996, and I'm pretty sure I can say that on air. But we have their live 2006 recording of this track from the initial EP. Do you guys have any?
It's just one generation of grunge to the next. And Pearl Jam is called Neil Young. They're North Star. They play together a lot, and they play a lot of Neil Young.
So the song was written in 95 and was a plea for peace, especially in Northern Ireland, you know, acting as a mantra against being consumed by hatred. It's also seen as a critique of dishonest, manipulative leaders.
How timely.
So it's very, yeah. very timely. And the lyrics highlight the weakness of power when used to harm and the futility of hatefulness and hateful actions. So with that,
you want another shout out?
Shout out to Kirsty in North Beach and Amity in Bradenton and Tom and Becky from Northern Montgomery County.
Nice. All right, this is Pearl Jam. That was Pearl Jam with their cover of 1995's Throw Your Hatred Down live in 2007. Up next, we have two more songs for today's show. First up is a 2020 cover of Rockin' in the Free World from 1989's Freedom. This was recorded by Smith & Myers. And then the final track from today's show is also from 2025's Heart of Gold, The Songs of Neil Young, Volume 1. It's Courtney Barnett's cover of Lotta Love, originally from 1978's Comes a Time, which I love the original, and I love this cover. I love Courtney Barnett. We were talking about that at the start of the show. Do you guys have any?
It was just that this has been so fun because there have been so many choices for covers of Neil Young, and it's what a ride. We could go on all day.
Yeah. And maybe we'll do it another day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get it down at Tacoma Park's station.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, WOWD, right? Yeah. Tacoma Park. So, what? So, this next song, Rockin' in the Free World, is a critique of American society's neglect of the poor, drug addiction, and environmental issues, right? And so in it, you'll see some critique of the George H.W. Bush's administration when he talks about the 1,000 points of light. So look out for that little bit there. So it exploded on the scene in 1989, and it really placed Neil Young back in the limelight. And again, the message is so relevant today, okay? It's a rallying cry. It's a wake-up call. It's a reminder that rock music can still rattle the foundation. And I just want to say that the last time I spoke to my cousin Matt, who's a DJ on Radio Free Brooklyn, he signed off the phone call with Rockin' in the Free World.
It lives on. Yeah. Like Neil Young, 60 years of writing music and performing and rolling through America just like baseball.
And then the last one is Courtney Barnett, It Comes a Time, right? It's a pretty mellow song. Some people say it was written while he was trying to get into the mellow sounds of, I don't know if you want to say yacht rock, but, you know, the Fleetwood Mac era.
I love that album. I think it's like his, New Morning.
Yeah. No, it's probably my second favorite Neil Young album.
Yeah? What's your first?
Rust Never Sleeps. You know
that more than Harvest.
No, yeah, more than Harvest. I mean, it's
on
just a great album. We'll put Harvest third. We'll put Comes a Time second. Okay. So listen for Courtney Barnett. It's a really great cover, right?
Mm-hmm. It's great. And Young is, of course, like so many artists. Courtney Barnett has been influenced by Young in her own songwriting. Yeah. Like so many people.
All right. Well, we're going to let these songs play themselves out, and I'll be back next week. But I wanted to thank you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it was a blast. Thanks, Emma.
Yeah.
It's great to be on the number one MUC show.
any final shout-outs? Do you have anyone left on your list to...
Dirty Neil is a cover band for Neil Young in Tacoma Park.
Nice.
Shout-out to Dirty Neil.
Yeah.
They'll probably be on the porch. On the
Porch Fest?
Porch Fest.
When is
Check out Porch,
Y'all's
Fest.
Porch Fest.
I think it's May 9th.
Probably May 9th.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, they've played there before.
Yep.
And they're a lot of fun to listen to.
Absolutely.
Cool.
All right. Well, you heard it here.
Thanks for having us.
This is Rockin' in the Free World.
Colors on the street, red, white, and blue. People shuffling their feet, people sleeping in their shoes. There's a warning sign on the road ahead. A lot of people saying we'd be better off dead. Don't feel like Satan, but I am to them. So I try to forget it any way I can. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world. baby in a hand. Under an old street light, near a garbage can. Now she's put a kid away, she's gone to get a hit. She hates her life and what she's done to it. There's one more kid that'll never go to school, never get to fall in love, never get to be cool. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world.
Good morning, it's WMUC-FM College Park. Time for the Bohemian Challenge.